Welcome to It's a Fabulous World Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the most amazing speaker out there, Miss Katrina Sawa. Katrina, why don't you take it from here?
Tanya, you're so funny. You sound like the total radio personality these days. It's so funny. thank you. And I hope to follow Roland's fired up presentation here. Hopefully you guys stick around and give me the same questions at the end. I'm all for diving in with some Q&A at the end of this. So because what I'm going to talk about today is something probably every entrepreneur needs, is more focus and clarity on what to do to get clients and where to market. And today I want to talk to you about the three must-do marketing strategies for 2017. There is so many things you can do out there as an entrepreneur, right? If you're a business owner or thinking about being a business owner, or you're a speaker, author of any kind, trying to sell anything, whether it's a book or sell yourself as a presentation or a trainer or a coach, or you have a widget or a product, it doesn't matter. You're in sales and marketing, right? And so most people, though, I know that are in business are not doing enough marketing. You're not talking to enough people. You're just not, there's not a volume going on as far as your marketing. Because in this day, in this year, I mean, people are so bombarded with everything coming at them. There's so many different electronic things that we need to check these days, from iPads to laptops to cell phones to the internet to our inboxes on all our different social media channels, and as well as our email. I mean, it's crazy how much information is coming at us. So how do you know what to do to get your message out and get your message heard and get exposure for your business, and better yet, get people to take action on that message? Because they are just as overwhelmed as you are. Trust me, your prospects and your referral sources and people that you want to do business with are just as busy and just as overwhelmed as you are. Okay, so imagine if you are just doing, say, one, maybe two emails to your email list a month, and you might make a phone call to follow up with people once after an event to only a select few, not everybody, and you're not sending any direct mail because, well, who sends direct mail anymore, right? Everybody uses email. Maybe you might send a friend request on Facebook or a connection request on LinkedIn, and you think you're doing good enough, right? Or you put a couple posts out there, or even spend a couple money, a few dollars on posting, boosting your posts or Facebook ads or something. That is not enough marketing. I am so sorry to tell you. Maybe you have a few speaking gigs a year. Maybe you're going to a couple networking events a month. Again, not enough marketing, period. So we really want to get you focused, not just doing 40 different things. Although I do, there's 20 different marketing strategies that I do teach at my live events and in my coaching over time, though, right? We don't do them all at once. I'm doing a minimum of 10 different strategies in my own business every single month at this point. I'm almost 15 years into my business, so I better be doing a lot of marketing, right? Because even the longer you're in business, the more you have to do, because you have to sustain and continue to grow. So it just doesn't get easier. Unfortunately, you have to just hire people to do it because you're too busy with clients, usually, hopefully. That's the goal. So I want to talk to you about three things that you really want to focus a lot of attention on in this year in your marketing strategies. You might do other things as well, which is great, but I really urge you to focus on these three strategies, and I'll go into them as much as I can. I don't have, obviously, a lot of time, but I have videos on my YouTube channel that go into these a lot more in depth, so you can go check out my YouTube. Just go look up Katrina Sawa. You'll find me on YouTube. I have tons of free videos out there. I have hundreds, okay? You can get on my email list. You can get more information that way. You can come and talk to me. There's live events that I host. There's all kinds of stuff. Just make sure you go to jumpstartyourmarketing.com. Jumpstartyourmarketing.com. Sign up for stuff. and get on my list and look around, because there's a ton of great information for you. But the first must-do marketing strategy that is speaking and live events, okay? I want you to think in-person events. Where can you go this year where your prospects are? First of all, you're probably already saying, well, I'm already doing that, Katrina. Okay, well, you're probably not doing enough. All right, a minimum of a big event or conference, like a 2 or 3 or 4 day event once a quarter these days, because that's where you can get a lot of leads and prospects and then bring them back to your office and follow up with them and nurture them over the next month or two and hopefully turn some of those into clients and customers. Okay, so conferences is not just, you don't just go to learn, you don't just go to be the speaker, you go to get to do lead generation, okay? Lead generation. Everywhere you go, you should be thinking about lead generation and follow-up and what to do in the follow-up. But in person is where you're going to connect faster with people. So if you need to make money quickly, then you need to be in front of people's faces in person faster and more often, right? And many, many, many more faces. So we're talking hundreds of people here, if not thousands. So you want to amp up your conference schedule and event schedule of where you're going. Definitely want to go to the public speakers conference, for goodness sakes, right? We're on the Public Speakers Association summit. You got to go to their conference. And that one's this summer. I'm sure Tanya will send you an email all about it. She already has. Pay attention and get to that conference. That's a really great networking conference. And there's a lot of people doing really big things. So you'll hang around a little bit. A bigger, more higher qualified type of prospect or referral source, and possibly get some joint venture things going. So you got to go there. I do recommend learning more and implementing in your marketing and sales. You can come to one of my events to do that, right? I have Jumpstart Your Biz in a Weekend events that I run twice a year, plus I run a speaker training and a couple other smaller events throughout the year. You can find out about all my events at livebigevents.com, livebigevents.com. Make sure you get to a couple, because the places where, especially mine, you can actually make money at my events too, because I force people to actually sell their stuff at my events. Yes, I do. Don't be scared. Don't run away. Don't hide. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that I get you outside your comfort zone to make transactions, and it's a safe place to do that. So that way you're more comfortable when you go to other conferences to put yourself out there and actually ask for the sale and bring order forms and things like that. So you can make money at live events. I've made money numerous times throughout the years, whether I'm a speaker or I'm an exhibitor at an event and I have a table display, right? If you're not going to be the speaker, really look at an exhibitor opportunity and see if it makes sense. Sometimes it is a bigger investment, but look and see how many people are going to be there, if they're really qualified prospects for you, if you're going to get a lot of exposure during the event. It could be well worth the price to pay for being an exhibitor, okay? But if you're not going to be a speaker, if you haven't been chosen to be a speaker at an event, and you're not going to do the exhibitor booth, then you want to go and really learn how to work the room. And by working the room, you don't sit with your friends, you don't sit with the same person every day, you don't sit at the same table every day. You go around and sit at tables of people that you don't know and meet as many people as humanly possible. Okay, because you can always follow up with them. You don't have to have 40-minute or 2-hour conversations with one or two people at big events. That's not how you work the room. What you do is you have a 5 or 10-minute conversation. If someone's really exciting, like that you really want to connect with, if you don't sell them right then and there, meaning they're a prospect and they don't decide to buy with you, you can spend a little time if they're going to have that kind of conversation with you. But if not, then put them on in a follow-up. Put them in follow-up, okay, and have conversations in the follow-up. And so you want to watch for things, though, at live events, such as speaking opportunities. There's probably other people in the room who might be able to book you as a speaker. There might be other people in the room that you might be able to be an exhibitor at their event or come to their event or maybe do a stage swap if you have your own events. like I do stage swaps. So if there's anybody out there listening and you have your own events that speak to entrepreneurs, you know, you should reach out to me, because we might, if we have something, excuse me, complimentary in our businesses, then we might be able to do a stage swap where you come and speak at my event, I come speak at your event, that kind of thing. Now, in addition to speaking and live event networking, there's virtual speaking and events, okay? So virtual speaking, you always want to look out for virtual speaking opportunities like this opportunity. You know, if you're a member of PSA, then you get an opportunity to be on the telesummits like we're doing today. And you always want to take advantage of those. I still don't take advantage of every single one every year, but I do my best to get on as many as humanly possible. Okay, but if I was new and really looking for business, I would make an effort to be on every single one, because you never know who's going to be listening and who's going to take advantage or want to come and talk to you about your stuff, right? And then look for other telesummits, create your own telesummits possibly, or those virtual gift giveaways that are really popular right now. You can do a big virtual gift giveaway. You can also host your own teleclasses, webinars, and Zoom interviews. You can become a radio show host, a talk show host, a podcaster. There's so many different ways to speak and do events virtually. And so you really want to focus on, look at your marketing plan for the whole entire year and plot these things into your calendar now, okay? Then the second thing, the must-do marketing strategy, is social media. Now, I know you know you're supposed to do social media, and some of you are and some of you aren't, and some of you are just dabbling in it, some of you are all over the internet like I am, and some of you are really doing well with your posts and you're seeing clients, some of you are doing a bunch of busy work with social media but not seeing results. There is so much to know about social media. It's not something you want to try to figure out yourself or just listen to a free teleclass about. You want to follow people that are really making money and getting leads from social media. You want to learn from them. So you want to take classes and invest in that kind of learning as well, because it's not going away. Okay. So I teach that in my events as well, but there are other people out there that I do recommend people follow. You can just ask me and I'm happy to tell you. One thing I do on social media, I treat it like a big networking event, like an in-person networking event. Say you went to a conference and there was 400 people in the room, right? First of all, it would be a little overwhelming because you're like, okay, who do I talk to? How am I going to, I can't meet 400 people in 3 days. But you could, but it's not likely, right? So you have to be proactive, you have to be persistent, and you have to be quick but not annoyingly unattentive, I should say, with the people that you meet, right? And then schedule tons and tons of follow-up calls while you're there and get lots of contact information. So that's what you do at a live event. Well, you can do the same thing on social media. Social media, there's billions of people all over. Depending on what sites you're on, it's easier than others, okay? I hang out mostly on Facebook. I do dabble in, I mean, I'm on all the sites from Pinterest to Instagram to Google+ to LinkedIn and Twitter, of course. But I hang out on Facebook. So there will be, your prospects will be hanging out on one or two more than others. And so you want to make sure, first of all, you're in the right place where your prospects are and or your referral sources, depending on who you're really going after. And, but then you treat it as a big networking event. Okay, so for example, my target, my ideal client is a woman entrepreneur. I work with men too, but ideally, but most of my clients are women. So I would look up women business owner on LinkedIn or Facebook, and it's going to give me a list of millions of people, well, hundreds of thousands of people, okay? And I just literally, you could go through that list and contact all those people and say, hi, I see that you're another woman business owner. I would love to find out what you're doing. And there's a whole script that I use on what to say in a message to these people, whether I know them or not, whether I'm friends with them or not. There's a script that I use, a template that I use in my social media messaging system, that you can just copy paste send, and you can just sit there with a page open and copy paste send, copy paste send, copy paste send, copy paste send, a bunch of messages, to these people that are your prospects or referral sources. Okay. And you can do this every single day. It doesn't take that long when you have these templates and you know exactly what to say and send, and you know where to find these people and how to get these lists going. Right. So I teach that in one of my programs. It's actually a very inexpensive $35 product that I have on my website, but it's just too hard to tell you in 5 minutes, but you get the gist, right? It's reaching out. It's like walking across the room at a live networking event and saying, oh, hi, Jennifer, you have name tags on, right? Just like they have name tags on social media. Hi, Jennifer, I'm Katrina. I'd love to find out what you're doing. You know, tell me more. And then you engage in conversation, you go back and forth a little bit, and then you decide between the two of you if it's worth maybe taking to a follow-up phone call or talking more or seeing how you can help each other, right? So it's that conversation that decides whether you're going to have a follow-up phone call. The same thing on social media. It's the initial message and their response. Not everybody will respond, just like not everybody you meet in person is going to be a good connection, right? So not everybody will respond to you, though, on social media. And the reason for that, I think, is because, number one, people are really busy and they don't actually notice. Some people are also just too inexperienced with social media to understand how to really leverage social media like I'm talking about here. So they don't understand that we're treating it like a networking event. They don't get it. And some people are just very private on social media. They haven't embraced the fact that they need to engage with their business on social media and how it's a business tool. You know, keep your personal family and friends stuff and your text messages or something perhaps, and use social media for your business, for God's sakes, because you can make thousands and thousands of dollars if you get connections on social media. So anywho, there's so much more to talk about in regards to social media, but I do have a webinar product and another audio ebook kind of product that teaches you that kind of stuff of how to really work social media as a networking event to get leads, prospects, and referral sources. And that's where I get a lot of my speaking gigs too, is because I'm connecting with people and they might be a good joint venture partner, or they might be having a telesummit and they say, oh, we should be on. And then, you know, or they might be having an event and we have a phone call and we do a stage swap. I mean, this is where I find most of the opportunities of the things that I do in the speaking arena is from social media connections. Okay, so you want to embrace this, but learn exactly what to do, because a lot of people are wasting too much time doing the wrong things that nobody's paying attention to. Okay, so don't do the things that people are not paying attention to and not acting on or engaging in. Do the things that are going to work for you. This particular strategy works. The third must-do marketing strategy for 2017 is please embrace more direct marketing, okay? And I use kind of an overall encompassing direct marketing label on this, because to me, direct marketing includes email marketing, phone calls, direct mail, yes, in the mail with a stamp, and private messages. So private messages on social media is what I was talking about before. So that's direct marketing when you're doing private messages, okay? But the rest of it, email marketing, we don't just want to have one huge email list. Yes, we do. Of course, we do want to have that, but we also want to have segmented email lists. We want to have people who are interested in our program. We want to have people who have bought something from us before, perhaps. We want to have people who are referral sources over here. We want to have a list of people who, you know, have come to our events before, or whatever the categories are for your business. You want to segment your email list, and you want to target them more directly with why you have them on, why they're getting your emails, or where you met them, perhaps. You know, every time I go to a networking event, one of the key things I teach on follow-up is to create a list of people that you meet after an event, but you don't just add them to the big list, which, you know, if they agree to get your email newsletters and your email updates, of course you can add them to your email newsletter list. But if they did not, if you met me at a live event and did not ask me, hey, is it okay if I add you to my email list? I'm going to send you this free gift or free report or free audio, or is it okay if I send you my tips email. And if I don't say yes, then you can't add me to your email list. Please don't, because that is spamming, okay? If you just take my business card off my exhibitor table and add me to your email list, that isn't spamming. That is illegal, okay? If you just take my business card and go around the room and get a bunch of business cards, but you don't specifically ask people if it's okay if you add them to a list, or at least entice us with, you know, hey, if you give me permission to add me to your email list, I will give you this savvy checklist of blah, 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 right, that you really want. And if I say yes, then great, then you can go add me. But otherwise, don't. That's not good etiquette. So you do have to figure out what people want so that you can entice them in those situations. And they will say yes so that you can easily go back and add them to an email list. So that's a little bit more about direct follow-up. But segmenting those lists of those people from each event, then you can follow up better. And you can say, hey, I met you at the blank event. I'm just following up when you send the email. Or when you leave a voicemail, right? Or make a phone call to them. Hey, I'm following up from the blank event. And then usually they want to talk to you, or they're more interested in talking to you. And it's not a cold call. It's a warm follow-up call, all right? But if you're not embracing phone calls in this year, you're losing thousands of dollars right off the bat. You might as well just take $10,000 off your goal, because you're not going to make it because you're not making phone calls. It's probably a lot more than that, but I'm just giving you an example. Phone calls is how you're going to get the majority of attention this year. People are too busy on email. Your emails are getting lost. They're not getting seen. Sometimes they're not even coming through with people's spam filters these days, and the fact that they can put them in different folders, and they may not even check their folders for weeks or months, right? So your emails are not getting through as much as they used to, if at all. So you cannot rely on email. Private messaging on social media, you can rely a little bit more, because people will actually respond a little bit sometimes faster on their private message on their like Facebook or LinkedIn than they will even on their email. And it'll stand out a little bit more. Direct mail is huge. I mean, no one does enough direct mail except for the grocery stores still and the bills, right? The credit card companies and the grocery stores still do direct mail because they know it works. It really does. I send direct mail for follow-up from people. I also send direct mail to promote certain things like events and special promotions. I don't even send as much as I should be sending, okay? I send direct mail for holiday cards and greeting cards and birthday cards. You've got to do more direct mail, because guess what? If you have the right address, first of all, if they get something in the mail from you, they're going to open it, right? They're going to open it, or they're going to see it if it's a postcard, unlike most of your emails. So the same thing with the phone call. They got to answer their phone calls. Some people don't listen to their voicemails every day, but they've got to do something with this information. And you're going to get their attention more in mail and phone than you will in email or social media. It's just proven, okay? So embrace more direct mail marketing. Get really trained on what you need to spend time on with social media. Make sure you're plotting in a lot more live events and virtual events throughout the year this year. And I think you'll see a lot more success if you focus on at least these three things. Yes, there's a lot more to do, but if you're not at least doing these things, you're missing the boat. So that's kind of what I want to share with you today. I think we can open it up for questions if you have any. Don't forget to go to the website and get some more free information, or come talk to me, or get on my list, or come to an event. Take some action. Do something, right? So jumpstartyourmarketing.com is the business website. Livebigevents.com is the event website. And I really do want to help you make a lot more money doing what you love. That's why I'm here, and that's why I do this.